Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Amy Hall. People living in Sydney are being told to wear masks in crowded spaces as the Northern Beaches coronavirus cluster grows to 28. Health authorities say the outbreak is linked to overseas. But how it emerged at a venue in Avalon is still being worked out. Around 250,000 people living in the area have been told to stay at home for 3 days to limit the spread of the virus. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the next few days will be vital in deciding whether restrictions need to be reintroduced.
Nobody should be getting on public transport without wearing a mask. Nobody in Greater Sydney should be going to a supermarket, a place of worship, or other high-risk areas without wearing a mask.
Meanwhile, everyone arriving in Western Australia from New South Wales must quarantine for 14 days in response to the Northern Beaches outbreak. No one who has been in the area in the past week is allowed to enter Tasmania, while Queensland says travellers from the region must quarantine for 14 days in a hotel. Victoria, South Australia, and the ACT are urging arrivals from the Northern Beaches to get tested for COVID-19 and immediately self-isolate. Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud has told the Nine Network that there is no need to put restrictions on all travellers from New South Wales at this stage.
This shows our vulnerability, but it also shows that our federation can work. And I just say we should back ourselves with the science rather than locking out a whole state.
Several European leaders are isolating after coming into contact with French President Emmanuel Macron while he was infectious with COVID-19. Mr. Macron is working remotely during his 7-day isolation. France's health director, Jerome Salomon, says Mr. Macron's actions since receiving his result have been good.
Regarding the president, he's an example to the French people. He self-isolated with the least of symptoms, which is exactly what we tell French people to do.
Age groups in Fiji say the extent of the damage from Cyclone Yasa is still being determined. Initial assessments show hundreds of houses have been destroyed and thousands of families urgently need help. The cyclone had wind speeds of up to 240 kilometres per hour when it hit the northern island of Vanua Levu. Officials say more than 23,000 people are taking shelter in almost 460 evacuation centres across the country. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News in Easy English.